Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. And Emily fact checks and research 99.7% of the things.
I'm going to say drop it way down today because I already have something I messed up on and I need to apologize for it.
92%. I'm Rachel Ballinger.
I'm Emily Brostaff.
And this is the things we do it. And we go.
Okay, so wait,
I want to start.
Oh yeah, go.
I'm trying to look more put together in my podcast and my videos and whatnot, but today I am not wearing makeup and I'm not wearing contacts because I keep getting these sores around my eyes. And my friend was, and I was like, okay, it might be an allergic reaction to makeup. And then my friend was like, it also might be your contacts, because after a while your body can start rejecting contacts. And usually these
like all of them? Or just a brand?
I have no idea. But so yesterday I didn't wear contacts and I don't have any new sores today. This sounds so gross. And so today I'm not wearing contacts again and I'm going to see if that helps because it seems better. But I don't. And I wore makeup yesterday. So I think it is literally my eyes are rejecting contacts and I need to get LASIK sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So, when are you doing that?
I think end of April. I'm going to try and set up an appointment this coming week. Put that on my to-do list.
Nice.
But
all right, well, I think you look cute in glasses, so
thank you.
I don't feel like you should apologize for that.
I want you guys to know I care and I thought about it, but I'm trying to give my whole face a break and my eyes a break just a little bit more than usual so that I don't have these terrible sores happening. They're like red bumps that are just like sore to the touch, and they're happening like they were in my eye ducts, like the tear ducts thingies, like the bags under your eyes, and then they started going up to the eyelids and I was like, nope, I'm done.
Oh,
I'm over it. No, not allowed. Should I go to the doctor? Yes. Am I going to? No.
This just unlocked a new fear for me.
I didn't know about it because I was like, I guess my contacts are kind of like I've had them for a while. Because I bought like a 3 month or 6 month pack and I've been using them for like 2 years because they're dailies.
And oh, yeah.
My friend who's very smart, who I'm doing the flip app with, she was like, hey, could be this. I was like, you're really smart. Okay. I believe you.
Whoopsie.
And I think she's right because I haven't worn contacts in 2 days and my eyes feel better.
Well, problem solved, or at least getting there.
Problem identified.
There we go. I like that. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry to take over the first 3 minutes, Emily.
No, I was really intrigued by your eye sores. So
listen, we all got things. My girlfriend was like, literally, I feel like every weird little body thing happens to you. I was like, it's kind of true. Like, I am beautiful and perfect to look at. But these tiny, like, my fingernails like reject fingernail polish. My fingernails just start peeling and like falling off if I used fingernail polish. I get these sores around. Stop it.
You're like old woman status and you're only 30.
It's been my whole life they've been like that. I don't know. I have weird things happening and they're all like tiny little things, so I'm like not super upset. It's just like tiny inconveniences.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Anyway. Continue.
Start. This is 30. Yes. Okay. So going back to my amazing fact-checking skills.
Oh, God.
I have to publicly admit my first fact-checking mistake.
I love this for you. I love that you're claiming it, you're owning it, and you're accepting it. Continue.
Yeah. Okay, so in last week's episode when I reported about the Ace family promoting the ticket sales to their like Coachella-esque event for their fans that they're putting on, I claimed that they weren't releasing the date or the price before the tickets go on sale, and I was wrong.
They're releasing the price?
They released the price. They haven't released the location of the event, so that's still not announced. But apparently I clicked off of their video too soon because, you know, I just...
It's a YouTube video.
Don't
Who watches those?
Watching them. Yeah. Yeah. And then on their website, when I went to their like Ace Family Fest website, I didn't scroll down to the bottom. And at the bottom, that's where they had the prices listed. And so they did, in fact, say how much they were going to cost. And what did they say? They're selling their tickets in bulk. And the website lists that one package cost $300 for three tickets.
Okay. So while the... each?
Yeah, not bad. And then while the Ace VIP pass package cost $500 for five tickets, so still like $100 a piece. But they also announced two of the people that buy the VIP bundles or like the VIP tickets are going to be invited to their wedding in September. So if you buy the five ticket bundle, the VIP pass, to win a seat at their wedding.
What? In tarnation.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay. But yes. I mean, if that's how they want to do their wedding.
I mean, it's we talk about this all the time. It's extremely smart marketing.
It is.
Genius
strategy. I'm just
strategy.
The type of person that I really like having a personal life. And a public life. And like, I'm the same person. I mean, I might not cuss more in one place than the other, but I'm the same person, but I like a private life. I don't want anyone coming to, I don't even want people, any humans I even know coming to my wedding. Emily, you're invited.
Thank you. I was about to say, Joy and I are crashing. So, and you don't have a choice. We will track you down. We have your location.
Do you have my location?
Yeah, I think so. I have all my friends' locations.
I don't care. Yeah. So there's people who care, really. I don't care. I have nothing to hide. I'm like, go find me. Please. If I get lost, go find me.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. I just wanted to set the record straight. So
I've
officially been bumped down to 92% for this week because...
I thank you for admitting your wrongdoings.
Yeah. So
that's brave of you.
Thank you. Bigger news?
Yes, please.
All right.
Oh,
I don't know if
you...
I'm gonna be able to.
This is Doja Cat.
How'd you know?
Because you're upset and I'm upset.
I was gonna say, I don't know if I can make it through the story without crying, but we're gonna try. Yes. Doja. So on March 24th, Doja Cat posted a series of tweets claiming that she was quitting music. This all started because she was supposed to perform on the opening day of a festival taking place in Paraguay, but it ended up being canceled because of flooding and like due to a storm. And so then some very stupid, idiotic, selfish, wannabe fans got mad at her for not interacting with them outside of her hotel and then for not posting like on her personal social medias that the event was canceled. Even though all the ticket holders were alerted separately. And so they were like hounding her online.
That's
and,
not
like,
her job.
It's not her. I mean, it would have been like nice, but that's not a reason to get mad at someone. Like they were like genuinely harassing her online.
Do you? You?
Yeah.
This, you mm-hmm. Jenna Marble fanned this.
Yeah. That is
you
the
guys,
perfect.
Stop it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm mad. Stop it. Why? Mm-hmm. Stop getting mad at the good ones. Stop it.
I know. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You brats. You are greedy, selfish brats. I'm so mad right now.
Yeah. So then, a few days later, after finishing a performance in Brazil, she tweeted out, I don't think I gave Brazil a good enough show tonight at all, and I'm sorry for that, but thank you guys for coming out. I've freaking love you, and thank God we got another show tomorrow. I promise to do better. And apparently this tweet greatly offended the Paraguay fans because then they started tweeting even more nasty things at her and basically just bullying her online in general.
For
so
what?
She responds,
it's not her fault the concert got canceled.
Don't you know Doja controls the weather? So
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. Yeah. So then she responded to all this hate with a tweet saying, I don't give an F anymore. I effing quit. I can't wait to disappear. I have to heavily censor this. And I don't need you to believe in me anymore. Everything is dead to me. Music is dead. I'm an effing fool for ever thinking I was made for this. This is an effing nightmare. Unfollow me. This mess ain't for me, so I'm out. Y'all take care. And then changed her username to I quit. Let's all have a moment of silence. My therapist is going to hear about this tomorrow.
You guys.
Yeah.
You selfish brats.
I get, you could be disappointed.
Brats. One, she does not have to socialize with anyone outside of her hotel. No one does.
No.
Just because you know where she's staying does not give you the right to demand her attention. That is
a private meet and greet.
No.
Yeah.
You're not, I don't even care if she was like, yeah, I'm staying at the Bellagio. I don't know where she is. And that doesn't mean you can come stand outside. You can come stand outside. That's not right. It's not nice. But that doesn't mean that she has to interact with you. And you cannot be mad if she doesn't. If she does, fantastic. That was really, really, really nice of her. She does not need to do that. And you have no right to be mad. If a show gets canceled, that's not on her. That's her. That's everyone else. That's her team's issue to deal with. And she's just on to the next one. She's a performer. She's not a scheduler. She's not an assistant. She's not a receptionist.
Right.
That is not.
Yeah. Go off.
I'm at every single one of you. You
ruined it for
you
all of us.
You ruined it. Have we not learned anything from Jenna Marbles? Don't come after the good ones for.
Yeah. Yeah,
people are sensitive. People, they're these. That's the thing is, these people don't realize they're human beings,
right?
They're humans with emotions, and they can be pushed to a limit.
She's such a sweet person, like genuinely.
I love her TikTok so much.
Same. Her Taco Bell jingle she put out.
I'm pretty sure that was
at least
fake.
10 times.
I think,
of course, it was.
Yes, that was 100% fake. 1,000%, but it was. Genius. It was absolutely like she just came up with this whole scheme and I thought it was hilarious.
She's amazing. Yeah. So I wrote these notes up early yesterday morning. I went to double check this morning. Wait, I have to burp. Okay.
That's a good one.
thank you. I went to go double check this morning because now I'm feeling a little neurotic about my fact checking skills. And I noticed that she changed her username from I quit to Mike.
Mike what? On Twitter?
Can we say sex organs on this podcast?
But what is the, as long as it's not a crude version, you can say penis, vagina, boob.
Okay. Yeah, she changed. Didn't know. All right. She changed her username to Mike Penis on Twitter as of late last night and maybe is taking back her claims of quitting.
Wait, what does that username mean?
I don't know if it's supposed to be making fun of Mike Pence. I don't know. Someone explain it to us.
I have no idea. Please, someone.
Yeah. But she retweeted one of her own tweets that said, when she was going through that whole I'm quitting blasting tweets on Twitter, one of her tweets said, I'm not sorry. And she retweeted that last night with the caption, I am. And she's posted a few more thoughts implying that she was maybe taking back her claims of quitting music and regretting making these bold statements. So we will just have to wait and see.
All of you.
We'll have to wait and see.
All of you. Don't mess it up. Be nice. Be loving. And if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. Just keep it to yourself.
Yes.
Keep it to yourself. I want to see
side
her one day. So me don't ruin this for me.
Right. side story. Miley Cyrus, did you see this? She was traveling to that same music festival and her airplane got struck by lightning.
I
so they
did
had
see
to make
that.
Ooh, I have the worst fear of flying. I have to take a lot of medication to get on a plane because I've had really traumatic plane incidences. And they had to make an unexpected emergency landing, but no one was hurt and everyone was fine. But that's so scary.
Yes. Yeah. I've made an emergency landing once.
Samesies.
It's not fun.
Wait, what was yours?
That wasn't that traumatic. My sister and I were watching a show and had no idea what was going on because we had headphones in and we were zoned on our show together. And then all of a sudden we're like, we're landing. We just took off. And half the electrical on the plane like went out. And so we had to make it. We took off in LA and we were supposed to like go to the other side of the States. And we ended up having an emergency landing in Vegas. And then we hung out in Vegas for like 5 hours in the airport. And landed and we were surrounded by ambulances and fire trucks.
Same with mine. Yeah, our plane ran out of gas because there was a fog bank came in and I was like 13 when this happened and they couldn't see the runway and they couldn't clear the fog. And all these planes were making emergency landings and like blind landings. And we were circling over the airport for so long that we literally ran out of gas and had to make an emergency landing.
Nope.
Not for me.
I was fine with flying until I was coming home from Australia and all of a sudden our plane just like nosedived for like 5 seconds and everyone freaked out and then it was like boosh and we went back up and like people fell in the aisles and like everyone was screaming for like 5 seconds and then you hear the little like ding ding and
Captain's like, my bad.
And the stewardess, the pilot was just like, stewardess, please come to the cabin. And then like nothing else. And it was like at the first hour of a 17-hour flight. And after that, I was like, nope. And I have had the emergency landing, I didn't care. I was like, ah, whatever. And then the turbulence though, nosediving for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Nope. I have a feeling one of them just tripped in the cockpit and hit the thing. Like, I'm not joking.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he just gets on the like PA. He's like, sorry, dozed off there for a second.
I was like, what just happened? Since then, massive fear of flying.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Isn't it great that we love to travel and we hate being on planes?
Yes, but apparently, hold on, when was it? A plane hasn't crashed from turbulence since like the 80s or something like that, or the 70s. So turbulence actually isn't something to be scared of. It's the things you don't know.
We've talked so much about this. yes. Yeah.
Yep.
We should do an uncensored on all of our near death experiences. Okay. Unless that was your only one.
Well, I almost drowned once. Twice.
Ooh, see? All right. See? Now we're going to do an uncensored
on this. I'm not the strongest swimmer.
Interesting.
But I love going in the water.
Out of you. Yeah.
I'm not coordinated. I can't do anything. I'm terribly coordinated. I can't run. Hmm. I can slightly jump. I can't dance. Like, I can't do anything. Like, people are like, oh, you'd be good at this. I'm like, no. I look athletic. I'm not athletic at all. I like to play sports.
There you go.
And I feel like that's all that matters. But that's it.
Well, as long as you're happy. All right.
First, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor!
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Continue.
Okay. It's unavoidable. I'm going to say one quick thing, and then we're going to move on. Kylie Jenner announced... We can't, like,
they're always in every day. News. The Kardashian Jenners.
They do this on purpose. But I feel like everyone needs to know this if you don't already know. Kylie Jenner announced to the world a few days ago that her son's name is no longer Wolf. She posted on her Instagram story, FYI, our son's name isn't Wolf anymore. We just really didn't feel like it was him. Just wanted to share because we keep seeing Wolf everywhere. She hasn't announced his new name yet, but I'm sure that info will be shared right when the Kardashians need it most after another scandal.
So that's it. Emily screenshotted the story to me and sent it to me and goes, are they allowed to do this?
I mean, if you have enough money, you can do anything. So.
You could legally change someone's name very easily.
Yeah.
You can change
it's expensive. It's expensive.
It's not that expensive. Let me Google it. Let me fact check research this.
I feel like it's expensive.
How much does it cost to legally change your name? It costs a lot to change your official sex. $435.
Okay. So basically, like, for Kylie burps and makes that amount of money, so it's fine.
She blinks. Burping is too much energy. What are you talking about?
That's true.
All right. So, well, if you wanted to, for $435, you could become
Wolf Brostaff.
Exactly. Just take the name right from her. Put it on yourself.
So, yes. All right. That's it for Kardashian Jenner news. Speaking of change names, I need you to help me understand this. No judgment. I genuinely do not understand.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson recently spoke about how she had to legally change her name.
I was confused. Continue.
Okay, thank God. Okay, I read it over and over, and I was like, something is not registering
here. Because
her
name is Clarkson, is it not?
I Googled it several times, and I didn't see anything implying that that wasn't her birth name. Okay. So I believe
tell
she
the
was
audience.
Born.
I don't know if they know.
Yes. Okay. So Kelly Clarkson legally changed her name to Kelly Brianne. So she took her middle name and legally made it her last name. And she said she did this because of her divorce. But she was born Kelly Brianne Clarkson. And she didn't take her ex's last name because his last name was, I wrote it down somewhere. Blackstock. So why is she changing her last name after the divorce if she was born with that name and didn't take his?
I have no idea. Because I was so confused. When was her last name not Clarkson? And it's like when I was trying to, right. Like, it's always been Kelly Clarkson. Didn't she have like a TV show? And I was like, when it maybe for legal reasons, like they combined stuff when they got married.
Oh,
and so her last name needed to change so it was less confusing and no longer correlated with him.
Well, she said she's using Kelly. My God, all these burps. She said she's using Kelly Brianne in her personal life, but she's still keeping Kelly Clarkson for her professional life because she says she's so tied to that name and that's her whole like.
Yeah, because that's her name.
Image.
I'm very right, confused. So
yeah. Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Someone else understands, like, because we're not judging or anything. We're just really confused. Because when I saw her on American Idol, it was Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
I was cheering for Kelly Clarkson.
Right. So maybe it is really like maybe he got like incorporated under that name somehow within her business. I don't know.
It's either some legal mumbo jumbo that we don't know, or it's like this really. Did he take her last name? And so she doesn't want it anymore?
That was a bad feminist move on my part. I didn't even consider that. Maybe.
Ooh, I feminist upped you.
You did. Mm. Never thought I'd see the day.
Rude. I am a feminist. My truck is called the Feminizer.
That's true. Okay, and then I forgot to talk about this in last week's episode. I like totally intended to and then just forgot, but Amanda Bynes' conservatorship was officially terminated, which is awesome.
Congratulations.
The judge stated the conservatorship is no longer needed or required. She has done everything the court has asked. And then Amanda released a statement saying, following today's decision by the judge to terminate my conservatorship, I would like to thank my fans for their love and well wishes during this time. I would also like to thank my lawyer and my parents for their support over the last 9 years. In the last several years, I've been working to improve my health so that I can live and work independently and will continue to prioritize my well-being. So good for her.
Good for her. I hope really just greatness for her. I hope.
Yeah.
I wish her well. And if that means staying out of the public eye, I respect that. And as should you.
Yeah.
Don't bully her. I'll bully you.
That's going to be our new thing. We bully
don't
the bullies.
Don't you bully people. I will bully you back.
Yes. Bullying's wrong.
Don't
bully
do it.
You to
if
show
you,
you
do
that.
It, I'll do it to you.
Yes.
All right.
Last little news story is starting on March 23rd, Instagram offered a new way to view your feed. So you can review.
This.
Yeah, me too. I just got notified yesterday that like mine got switched to this.
Yeah,
so.
I was like, I don't follow people I don't want to see, so doesn't matter. And if I don't want to see them, I mute them.
Oh, I just get too lazy to do that. But yeah, you can now view your feed in reverse chronological order. At the top of the app where it says Instagram, like on your homepage, there, if you click on that, there will be an option that pops up for you to either view your following page, or you can view your favorites list. And that can hold up to 50 people. Is it bad that I don't want this? I like the algorithm. I trust the algorithm. I love the algorithm. I don't want to have to do my own work. No, thanks.
This is for people who don't want to miss something. Because a lot of the times, Instagram will put random things before like my post. So when Instagram started going out of chronological order, it messed up a lot of influencers. Because people weren't seeing their stuff.
Oh.
Because sometimes Instagram will be like, well, we want you to see this thing. Or someone paid to make you see this thing instead of something that you follow. So this is just I think it's fine because you don't have to use it. And I think it's actually great that they're giving you an option. So if you are a diehard fan and you have your like four top people that you follow, you can make sure you didn't miss any of their posts. And then you can go back to the feed. So I'm actually like, I'm okay with it because it's an option. You can flip flop between the two. So there's people like you who don't want it. You don't have to have it. Mm-mm. And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. I trust the algorithm.
It's just like TikTok, where you can go to your main feed or you can go to the people you follow.
Oh, I never click on that following page because everyone I follow that I care about pops up on my For You page.
So this is just, but this is that. You never go to it because you don't need it. But there are some people, like my mom, she's going to go to it so she can make sure she didn't miss her kid's stuff.
I love that.
I know. So
that's cute.
Don't be mad at it. Just don't use it.
Yeah, not mad. Just don't want it. No, thank you.
Well, then you don't
not
have
for
to
me.
Use it, Emily. You don't have to use it. That's the beautiful part.
I'm not going to use it. You can't make me.
You don't need to have a negative reaction to it.
Speaking of your mother, should we go into our...
Not to my mother, whom I got to see this weekend. Twice. I saw her twice, and I'm seeing her again Tuesday because I'm helping them tear down their patio cover that's rotting.
Nice.
I know.
I love that. Good family time.
I know. Anyway, not to my mother. What's up?
Not to your mother. So March 26th was Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. So I reached out to our listeners through our All Things Internet Instagram page. At All Things Internet Podcast, go follow us, and ask them if they could invent a new holiday, what would it be? And here were some of my favorite answers. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This was maybe my favorite answer. National Simp Day, where you can simp and legally your friends can't make fun of you for it.
I would love to go a day without someone making fun of me for me simping over my girlfriend. Would love to go a day.
Let's start a petition, change.org. Daddy Biden. Please provide us with national
Ew, do not Daddy Biden. That is disgusting.
Zaddy, please.
No.
National Napping Day. I approve, and I would like that. We all just don't work and nap all day instead. That's nice. You would hate it.
I would hate it.
National No Bra Day.
Currently celebrating.
Yeah. I can't. I always have to have a sports bra on, but.
Well, you're this is not uncensored. Continue.
Yep. One of my other favorites that was submitted was National Joy Day, where we celebrate Joy Woodmansey.
Is that my joyous? Is that joyous?
I'm not going to say who submitted that answer, but like.
It's called your birthday, Joy.
We also got National Fridge Appreciation Day. I'm not sure how that would be celebrated, but
we should appreciate the fridge. It keeps our food cold.
This one's a little controversial. National Wear Socks to Bed Day.
Why would you torture people? Why would we have a day about torturing human beings? I know you are. You don't even have to say it. I know.
I just love wearing
socks
to bed.
I've done it when I'm really cold, like when I go camping. Yeah, but on the reg, nah. My toesies got to be free. I also overheat very easily, and I sweat.
Oh, and I get so cold.
I get cold too, and then I just cuddle my girlfriend till I'm warm, and then I roll away.
Well, I have Emma's pregnancy pillow that I sleep with.
You have a that dog no that heat. You sleep with. You sleep with your dog.
It's true. She randomly, though, she, like, doesn't want to, like, cuddle anymore. She, like, wants to sleep at the end of my bed, and it's low-key hurting my feelings, and I cry about it.
You
but
can,
anyway.
You can borrow Blaze whenever you come out here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would love that.
I know.
And then, oh, this was a cute one, National No Lights Day. And so, like, at night, everyone has to, in, like, your area has to turn off
so
their lights.
So we can see the stars.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm actually kind of into that.
Me too. Yeah. I wish it would. Yeah. I don't know logistically how that would work, but I wish it would happen. And then there were so many people. I mean, a ridiculous amount of people that were saying they wanted the purge to be real, like National Purge Day. I am concerned.
No. Please don't make me go build a bunker.
I am concerned. You'd build a good bunker, though.
I know. You could join, but you can't purge me.
Thank you. I won't purge you. Would you participate if there was a purge? Like, not in, like, the harming people, but, like, would you, like, go, like, take money from a bank or something?
No, I would run and hide.
Mm.
You're no longer allowed in my bunker. It's going to be me, my girlfriend, Joy, and a bunch of dogs. You're not invited.
My God.
No, my mom.
8 dogs.
Okay, guys, if the purge happens, I have to go buy a secret plot of land, build a secret bunker, and have all – I have to go – I don't want to go buy a gun. I am for stricter gun reform.
Well, that's what you have Blaze for.
True. Get past that. I try. Yeah. I triple dog dare you.
And if Joy's with you, Suka?
No. Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
You guys ain't getting... Yeah. I don't have to buy nothing. I don't even need a bunker. Good luck.
Exactly. Just stand in your front yard holding Suka.
And Blaze.
And Blaze, yeah. Oh,
done.
My God.
Smith's just jumping
yes,
in the
thank
background.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for submitting your national holiday choices. I love
go
them.
Go to therapy. Everyone who said purge, go to therapy, please. Mm-hmm. We need more in the
better
world.
Help, better help. Help. Yeah.
I wish everyone would go to therapy. I truly do.
Yeah.
Just
same.
Even
it's so expensive, and I understand it's like not accessible for
a
lot of people.
Oh, it's so privileged to be able to go.
But if you can.
But if you can, please. Everyone needs it. Even the healthiest, emotionally healthiest, stable person you know, I promise they also would benefit from therapy. It's not that you need it. You'd benefit from it. Everyone would. And I wish more people believed that.
Same.
That's not a...
So speaking of our sponsored...
But let us do check to see if we have another sponsor for today. I do not believe we do, but just in case. Sponsor, sponsor.
I would just die if it really was BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.
All right, you ready for game time?
I'm ready for my game. Let's go.
Okay, we're doing internet trivia today. So I'm going to ask you questions about the internet, and we're going to see if you're knowledgeable or not.
Okay. You'd think.
That was phrased weird.
You'd think after 9 years of being on the internet, I'd be knowledgeable.
Some of these are like, we'll see. Anyway, all right, number one. Which color is not included in the TikTok logo? Red, blue, purple, or black?
Well, black is 100%.
Okay.
What were the colors again?
Red, blue, purple, or black?
Red.
I said the same thing. It's purple.
Really? I guess I was between I was between red and purple, and I was like, well,
I thought
it was a trick.
I thought it was purple and I thought it was purple and blue with the black background. How do I spend so much time on the app and
didn't
know that?
Because you don't look at, you're not looking at the logo. You're just your finger naturally goes to it. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what she said. Sorry. You just
maybe
set
we
it
need
up
the purge.
You set it up so perfectly. Okay. Anyway, what year was YouTube developed and launched? 2003, 2005, 2007?
2003?
2005.
Dang it. I knew it wasn't 2007. That was too, I was in high school.
Too late. Yeah.
Yeah.
What percentage of Instagram users are millennials? 47, 62, 71?
Are millennials? Wait, they're like the whole thing?
Wait. Yeah, on all of Instagram. What percentage of those users
are millennials? The lowest ones.
No, it's the highest, 71%.
Well, I
isn't that insane?
What? Gen Z and boomers don't make up 50%?
I thought Gen Z for sure was going to be the highest.
Gen X is on there. How is there four generations and one takes up 70%?
Right.
Like.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That's so weird.
All of this info was from like a study that was done back in January of 2022. Like, so it's updated.
Instagram just has analytics. They can see. Hold on. What is my. Right. I want to see my top following analytics. Hold on.
Ooh. Insight. I do look at. I have 9% men.
Hold on. Why can't I see my followers? Hold on. Insight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Total followers. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then scroll down.
18 to 24 is 48%. That's Gen 18 Z. 18 to
24. 48%.
That's not millennials, right?
No. Mm-mm.
So that's...
Wait, what age is my... What do I type? Like, what year do millennials have to be?
How old are millennials? I'm going to type in how old are Gen Z. Okay, go.
Millennials, 1981 to 1996. So 26 to 41.
Okay, so 26 to 41, that is 22% of my following.
And then Gen Z, which is ages 10 to 25.
Yeah, Gen Z makes up 48% of my following. So maybe I'm just skewed because that's my following.
Maybe, yeah. Hmm. All right. What is the most widely used social media platform? Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram?
Facebook.
Yeah, I got that wrong. I thought it would be Instagram. No. So according to the numbers back in January of 2022, Facebook has 2.9 billion with a B users. Instagram has 1 billion with a B users. And Twitter has 217 million daily users.
Yeah, Twitter's down there.
Yeah, Twitter's I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's not popular at all.
Yeah. Okay, what was the first YouTube video ever about? Was it someone vlogging, someone dancing, or a comedy skit?
Oh, I want to say a comedy syndicate.
It was someone vlogging. It was one of the founders of YouTube. Fun fact. Jahad Kareem posted the first ever YouTube video titled Me at the Zoo. And he posted it April 23rd, 2005. The video now has over 221 million views. And he is one of the three co-founders.
Huh.
Thought it was cute. It's so wholesome.
Yeah, it is.
All right, last one. Who has the most Twitter followers in the world? Barack Obama, Justin Bieber, or Katy Perry?
Barack Obama.
Yeah. 131 million Twitter followers. Justin Bieber second at 114 million and Katy at 108 million.
Love it. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, I only got Facebook right and Barack Obama.
Yeah. Well, out of what was that? Like eight questions?
Terrible at trivia. That is like I hate trivia with a burning passion. And my cousin Andrew was like, one thing I don't like, one flaw he said of mine is that when I decide I hate something, I hate it and I won't try it again. So I was like, okay, I will. And he's like, cause he loves trivia. And he was like, try trivia again, please. And I was like, okay, I went and tried again. No, I don't memorize facts. I'm very logical and I can figure out it. I can figure out solutions to problems and whatever, but just dates, names, places, facts. No need. I can Google that. Why would I use the memory storage that I have, the little memory storage I have on things I could Google?
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm pretty good at dates. I majored in history, so dates are like always stored away. But
majored in psychology, so I will tell everyone they need therapy.
There you go. Love it. All right, you ready for questions?
Yeah, let's just do like one or two.
One or two. Okay. Do you want like a more deep one or do you want like more of a funny one?
Let's start with a funny.
Okay. What is your game plan in a zombie apocalypse?
Bunker. My answer to everything is bunker. Dog?
And this episode is sponsored by
Bunkers.
Bunkers.
Bunkers are us.
Wait, so you would just hide out in a bunker for like the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want me to go do? Kill all the zombies?
Oh, I would just die. That's too much effort for me.
I don't want to die, but I would for sure bunker it up. I quarantined for a year. I could do this.
Right.
The zombies would eventually, wouldn't they just, what if they don't feed? Do they eventually die off?
That is a good question. And what was that Will Smith movie?
I Am Legend.
Yeah, they didn't die off. He was like one of the only humans left. And
but
they didn't
could
die
come
off.
Out into the sunlight. I could jam right. with that. I could just do sunlight stuff. Sure.
That's so much effort. I don't want to live in a world where there's no more concerts and traveling and Cheeto Puffs.
But he had his dog.
Need I remind you? That scene traumatized me.
That was really sad. That was really sad. So I would live as long as I could, but I would try and wait it out.
Interesting.
I'm not going to go try and fight them all myself or join them. I would hide.
Okay. I mean, it's smart.
I'm a fantastic defensive player. Earlier, I was like, I'm terrible at sports. No, I'm terrible at offense. I'm fantastic at defense. I have the patience of a, I don't know what has a lot of patience. Again, trivia, not my forte. Defense, my forte. And all right. Solving problems. So.
Love it. All right. All right. Do we want another funny one or?
I want funny.
A funny one. Okay.
I mean, wait, what's the in-depth one? Let me hear it.
Okay, here are your choices for questions.
Okay.
Do you believe in love at first sight? What's your most prized possession and why? If you could have a superpower, what would it be? What's something you learned recently that you should have already known? And what's a weird smell you enjoy?
Love at first sight. I don't believe in love at first sight. I believe in attraction at first sight that grows into love.
Yeah. So, I don't think you can love someone unless you know them deeply.
Correct. You can't love a person until you know them. Even like, and there's different types of love, but you can be extremely drawn and attracted to someone, and then that can grow into love. And
yeah.
So like, it could be like love at first sight because you immediately saw them and were attracted to them, and then it kept growing and never went away. But it's not actual love at first sight because, you have to know somebody first.
Yeah.
You could see someone and be like, I am strongly attracted to that person. I want them. And then you get them and you're like, I knew from the day I met them. You're just lucky that their personality also aligned with their looks.
Right.
So that's that. You weren't in love. You were attracted to.
Yeah. You were lusting.
You were
drawn
to.
Which is fine.
Like, their pheromones could be what your body wanted as well. And like everything about them physically.
Right.
You'll be in love with their Same. Looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Okay. Well, that's it for today.
Yeah. All right. I'll save the other questions for next time because I do want to know your weird smells. So.
I mean, I feel like people like gas.
I love gas.
The in-between dog's toes.
Yes, Frito feet. I know it's gross. I don't care. I just sit there at night and I'm like.
Yeah, I think that's like the only weird ones, quote unquote weird ones I have.
I love, and I'm going to get hate for this, I love the smell of skunks and foxes. But it's because when I was a kid, my parents used to take me to this like living museum in our area. And they had, I'm like losing my voice, they had an outdoor fox area. I'm literally losing my voice. What the heck? And I just have like such happy memories. Like my dad would like put me up on the little railing and hold me, and we'd watch all the little foxes like run around.
Okay, so it's correlated. That's fine.
Frito feet. I don't know where that's coming from.
It's just delicious.
It really is.
Snoop, give me your paws. Anyway. All right. That's all the time we have for today. Emily, any last words?
We love you guys. Go follow our Instagram page.
Love you guys so much. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. And thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you.
Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.